You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Board Meets World, titled The Father-Son Game. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me is Steven.
Hey.
So,
Hey.
It might seem like we only have taken a week off, but in actuality, we've been off for like 5 weeks.
Yeah. It's been nice.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, I felt a little rusty sitting down here.
Yeah, I feel a little weird. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And we missed last week. Sorry about that. I'll take the blame.
William?
Sure.
That was my fault.
Yeah, it's one of us.
Okay. Well, if you're taking it, I'm going to leave it alone.
No, I'll let you have it.
Okay.
So, episode 11.
Yep. It's about the father-son game.
Rusty, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Totally loosey-goosey.
Yeah. I feel weird. Been too long.
Well, basically, this show opens with, is it open at the Matthews house or at school? I can't remember.
It's the Matthews house. Are we just jumping in?
Yeah, we're just
okay,
gonna jump
in. I thought we were gonna talk, but
you want to talk?
No,
you don't want to talk.
No,
we're doing a podcast. We have to
okay.
Talk.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it opens up at the Matthews home. We see Morgan eating a bunch of cereal.
Yeah,
like a crazy amount. Big bowl, big spoon. Going wild.
Yeah. And it looks like she's got all the mushrooms. Who puts mushrooms in cereal? The 90s were crazy.
Wow.
Marshmallows.
Oh, marshmallows. Yeah. I thought they were mushrooms too.
Yeah. I must be tripping on mushrooms. I'm seeing mushrooms in cereal.
So Corey comes down and he's like totally amped that it's Friday.
Yeah.
Got the weekend off from
Counting
school.
Down.
As all of us in school probably felt, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Unless you were, I don't know, Minkus probably.
Yeah. Only 3 days till I get to come back to school.
I don't know what the bobbing was about just then.
No, I was mocking Minkus.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he didn't bob his head. I did.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Corey's pretty stoked about Friday. Mom, not so much. Amy's like, I got to deal with you all weekend now.
Hmm.
Eric comes down and he's talking about the weather, as in whether or not he has a date this weekend or not.
Temperature's going to rise.
Which is the first instance we see him talk about being a weatherman, kind of. That eventually is a thing. I don't know if you
know that.
Like he becomes a weatherman for a minute down the road.
I did not know that.
He always kind of talks about it, and like that's kind of like what he wants to do, and that's his passion.
Whoa. So he is actually far more consistent than the main character of the show, as far as interests are concerned.
What do you mean? Like how baseball is going to potentially fall off?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I think he becomes a baseball player at the end.
Corey?
Yeah.
Or a coach? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe I'm messing with you.
Maybe you are.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. And then Amy has a little silly joke, not to mess with Mother Nature.
Be home by 10.
Talking about weather, you know.
Yeah. Can't predict the weather. Don't mess with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I'll be home by 10.
Morgan ate all the mushrooms. Oh, sorry. Marshmallows. Because Corey was complaining, like, she took all the good stuff out of the cereal. What's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big cereal guy. As you know, it causes me great gastrointestinal discomfort to digest any form of dairy.
Sure. Says the guy that eats pizza constantly.
It's not real cheese.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
No, seriously, like, it has not been bothering me at all, and I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's made up.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. People weren't lactose years ago.
Yeah, they were.
Were they?
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago?
Yeah. Native Americans are lactose intolerant.
You weren't 30.
Hmm?
You're not 30. You don't know.
That's true.
I was around, brother.
Yeah, you were around. Whole year. I had a whole year of experience with milk.
Oh, wow.
But my favorite cereal, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to laugh.
I forgot I even asked you.
And I'm the tired one. You're going to laugh at me.
All right.
And this is totally not going to help me look younger than what I am.
He likes Raisin Bran.
How'd you know that?
Is that really what you're going to say?
That's really what my favorite cereal is.
You're fucking with all of us right now.
I'm not fucking with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. I love those raisins.
Good God.
Yeah. They really help my bowels, too. Well, no. Look,
It counteracts with the milk you're taking down with it?
Yeah. I was like, going to have to digest this milk somehow. But to de-age Raisin Bran a little bit. You know, I got a lot of shit anytime I say I eat Raisin Bran.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, isn't it?
What about... what about, like, from your, like, family or mother?
No, they always encouraged it.
She's like,
but keep
why are you getting this? Don't you want, like, Reptar cereal or something?
Look, keep in mind, I can never get that. I don't like marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Of course you don't.
Yeah. You know, they get stuck in my dentures. But no, I guess it's where, like, I spent so much time with my grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and they always had, like, Cheerios, not the Honey Nut.
Regular, is that why you're an Cheers. Old soul?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
I honestly do. Like, why I bitch about things that, you know, only old people bitch about.
Oh, it's too loud.
Yeah, it's too loud. Turn it down. Oh, it's 8:30. Better turn in.
Yeah. on a Saturday.
On a Saturday. Oh, yeah, we can talk about that here later. But I guess because they always had Raisin Bran.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably the sweetest cereal they had, given the raisins.
Sure.
So maybe that's why I took to it. No. But to kind of de-age the Raisin Bran a little bit, I would put, like, a bunch of sugar at the bottom with the milk.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Step it up a little bit.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite cereal?
Whew.
I'm going to say Count Chocula.
I don't know if I've ever even had it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Count Chocula fans.
Oh, well, you know.
We're not putting that over. I don't know. I'm probably pretty boring, too. I like Frosted Flakes. Probably be the go-to.
And that's basically bran without the raisins.
Yeah.
Just powdered sugar.
Yeah. It's the kid-friendly version.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most disgusting cereal?
Most disgusting cereal? I don't know. Probably Raisin Bran or something?
You're lying. I've eaten it. I know for a fact. It's not the most disgusting cereal.
Well, what's yours?
It's a tot. Well, no, it's not a toss-up. Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. I'm trying to picture, like, what it is.
You know, I had the guy that looked like he was a...
Well, I know who he is.
Oh, okay. But it was like these little, like, puffs of sugar. Like
fluffy-looking things?
Yeah.
Sure.
And like, I ate them one time, and it was like the burps afterwards were so disgusting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't eat them again.
Yeah. Most disgusting cereal...
Cookie Crisp was the shit, though.
I mean, I can't think of one that I was just like, hard pass on that next time.
Mm. So, you have a lot of cereal growing up?
To this day.
To this day?
Yeah.
You cereal every day?
Not every day.
Oh.
If I happen to be awake at an appropriate cereal time, because, you know, I'll eat other breakfast food for dinner, sure. I think a lot of people do.
You know, that's always
kind of... But are you eating cereal at fucking 6 p.m.? Probably not.
I have a...
Unless you're Eric Matthews in a later episode.
I have a roommate who eats cereal for dinner sometimes.
Do you think he was weird?
I think she is, yeah.
Or she is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, currently you have a roommate?
Currently, yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
Yep. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that in there.
Yeah, let's... Sorry to our biggest fan.
You know, that's something I don't like doing, though, is eating breakfast at night for dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably don't even like breakfast food.
It's okay. Like, I like bacon and eggs.
Mm-hmm. And eggs.
Yeah. Eggs, yeah. Yeah. Well, how would I say?
That's what you said.
Bacon and eggs?
Well, how, eggs.
Am I saying eggs?
I don't know, it just weird. Seems strange to me.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs.
That's not helping.
And bacon. But, I mean, like, it would just piss me. I think it goes back to my childhood, like, all the weird quirks of mine.
Like saying eggs?
Yeah. Like, I never heard anyone say egg. I always heard egg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
But, like, my dad and his girlfriend at the time, it's his wife now, but they would always wait to cook breakfast till, like, noon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, this is bullshit. I just want a sandwich. It's 12. It's 12 o'clock. We do not need to be eating breakfast.
Is that because he had a late shift?
That could be that. Could be that they just woke up late. But I felt like that I was getting cheated out of a meal because I'm getting breakfast at noon. Then I'm getting dinner at like 5 or 7 or 9 in some cases. Mm-hmm. Don't get a lunch. Lunch was like my favorite meal of the day.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We have totally detoured on this show.
Sorry about your childhood.
Ah, well, you know.
Now you can have a sandwich anytime you want.
I plan to. I like sandwiches for dinner.
Yeah, let's hit pause. Let's make a sandwich. Maybe a really, really tall one like Corey and Alan a few episodes ago.
God, that was awesome.
Anyways, Morgan ate all the marshmallows from the cereal. Corey's bummed. Just left over the crappy part, he said. Not in so many words, or maybe more words. I don't recall exactly.
He wasn't happy about it, though.
Yeah. Morgan has got quite the sugar rush going on from all those mushrooms. I'm just going to stick with mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
And she's going insane. Alan comes down, and he's like, don't waste that sugar energy. Have her paint the house.
Yeah. Alan.
Yeah, I need a laugh track. Then he pulls out a baseball glove.
Out of the oven.
Yeah, out of the oven, which he's got, I don't know, a weird breaking in tradition with this glove that he's had, I guess, for a very long time. I don't remember the exact years on that.
Like 20-something years or something like that.
He's got it in the oven. He's putting oil on it. He's, like, buttering it up.
Yeah, loosening it up. He said it'll catch any line drive to third base.
Yeah.
For the upcoming softball game.
For a guy that doesn't take notes, you remember lines. I'll give you that.
I do. Why don't you give me, like, a foundation to I can only grow up, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll see. What's the team that we're going to play against?
Oh, something veggie unicorn library.
I believe the official name was the, or the name of the store anyways, is the Unicorn Rainbow Bookstore.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very woke.
Which is, we found out later that is owned by Topanga's dad.
Yeah.
The Shocker. Unicorn Rainbow Bookstore. Which I guess you're saying it's not woke, but it's owned by a woke person. So maybe they're having a little fun with it, or they don't quite realize what they're doing when they name their store.
Maybe. What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know. You said it wasn't woke.
It's not.
Or is it not woke because they're kind of making fun of it?
They're kind of making fun of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was Alan that said, you know, they have inner peace and tranquility. Yeah. Let's kill them.
Let's kill them. Yeah.
Which I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You can tell Alan is stoked about the upcoming father-son baseball game. Softball game, whatever it may be. Yeah. Boys, not so much.
Corey and Eric, not feeling it.
No. Then we see our wonderful intro as you groan through every week, I feel like.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you're excited to get to season 3, so we don't have to see this anymore.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. Should we just jump to season 3?
You know, we're really shorting the fans if we do that.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll stick to it then.
Plus, I'm a bit of a completist.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Let's complete it then.
Okay.
After that, we jump into the school, and they're doing the pledge.
Yep. Topanga, however, is not.
She's not standing up for it. She doesn't feel like it.
Do people still do the Pledge of Allegiance in school?
I haven't been there in a few years.
We got to find that out.
Yeah. If you're a listener and you're in school, you guys doing the pledge? What's up? Yeah. Let us know at Boar Meets World on Twitter.
If you go to work and they have you guys say it first thing in the morning, let us know.
Is that a thing that happens at work?
Holy shnikes. I don't think we have a American flag up at our office.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. You communist.
Whoa. I'm not about that.
So, yeah, Corey. Well, I should say first, Corey kind of speaks up that she's not standing. Help me out here. I'm losing track. Feeney's like, hey, I noticed she didn't stand up. What's going on?
She didn't feel like it.
She didn't feel like it. Corey's like super stoked because he thinks Topanga's about to get
nailed.
Yeah, nailed.
Yeah.
Punished for being weird, he says. Yeah. That's a quote from Corey, not myself. You can stand or sit, whatever you wish. Yeah. That's coming from the board, though.
Yeah. Did you stand?
Did I stand?
Yeah. Or did you get a wild hair up your teenage ass and was like, I'm going to sit down?
I guess if I was in Corey's grade, probably stood later on, probably sat just because of no protest, just pure laziness.
I could see that.
I was probably too busy napping to stand. And I'm sure everyone hated me for it, but it is what it is.
I always did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
I don't think any listener is surprised to hear that.
Oh, yeah. He's a good boy.
Yeah, coming from Mr. Raisin Bran, I'm sure he's standing.
I say my pledge and eat my Raisin Bran.
he got up, ate his Raisin Bran, made sure he had his essays written, went to school, stood up for the pledge.
That's right.
Way to go, Kyle.
Smart, well-fed American.
Which Corey doesn't realize he's actually been set up.
He's been duped.
Yep. You've been set up, bud, says Minkus.
Oh, that got me good.
And we're seeing standing up for the pledge versus social protest.
Yes.
That's our lesson for today, or perhaps this week, because it carried on to the next week as well.
Oh, it did?
Well, because this was like Friday, and then they came back Monday, and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha, gotcha. Because
he had a little rant at the next class.
Well, I think it was this one, it was brought up that Topanga's reasoning for not doing it was...
You didn't understand why people do it, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what I took away from what
she didn't understand what she was pledging to. She didn't understand the words, so why would she... It's actually a very informed decision, you know, when you think about it.
She's woke.
Yeah, buyer beware, where Corey's like, that's just what you do.
Yeah, just say it.
Yeah, just say it. We all do. Be normal. Blend
in. He says it takes like 30 seconds or whatever. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because people do it, whatever. And then he goes into this, like, mini tirade.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is America, blah, blah,
blah. That's a pretty good rant. He's like, you live in a country where you get to decide to do that. Mm-hmm. And blah, 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 and then the bell rings, and he's out.
Meanwhile, Sean's, like, playing a fake little horn. Then the bell rings, and he totally abandons his rant to leave for the weekend.
He dashes off that soapbox.
Or, well, actually... to lunch, I guess, because that was their next scene.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about how parents are always making them waste their weekends when they got a full Saturday planned out. Corey says he's going to read some X-Men.
Watch X-Men,
sorry.
Then
go to the comic store.
Yeah.
Sorry, got confused.
It's okay. I loved watching X-Men growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
X-Men, what does that fall under? Like brand wise,
Marvel. Yeah.
So again, they're kind of loving Marvel.
Yeah. Well, early '90s, the X-Men cartoon started.
Oh no, they loved DC before. Sorry.
Yeah, because Batman. Yeah. Really, I don't think kids make a big deal over the two branches. That's more so like 30 to 50 year olds in their mom's basements.
Sure. But, and probably that. This is a more recent thing, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely. Considering
what the movie universe is.
I was kind of shitting on people, but yeah, seriously, that's has more to do, I think, now with the whole, like, who can one-up the other regarding the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, X-Men was big, and they were at their peak as far as popularity in the early 90s.
I remember that. Yeah. Probably Fox Kids or something like that.
Yeah. Had a sweet intro.
I don't remember anything about it other than I watched it.
I know. You probably didn't watch it enough because you would not forget it.
You're probably right.
But
I was too busy waiting on Boy Meets World to come on.
Did you love weekends? Let me ask you this. Saturdays and Sundays?
Who the hell didn't?
Okay. Were you counting down Friday?
Do you know who you're talking to? I slept all week. Of course I'm ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're wired. You're not going to bed for 2 days. But, like, you're just sitting there, and it's, like, lunch, and you're just thinking about all the fun stuff you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm like, now I got to go to another class after lunch. Like, yeah. Let's just get out of here.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my...
We just ate. I got all kinds of energy now.
Yeah.
Or ready for a nap. I don't know. Either way.
I can go either way. I was done with lunch. I'm ready to get home, get my Friday night pizza.
Yeah. Watch TGIF.
Yeah. TGIF. Saturday, get up at 8. Got my X-Men, my Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Preaching to the choir over here.
Oh, God. It was awesome.
And I know you hated school anyway. So at least high school years.
Oh, yeah.
So, well informed.
Did not like school.
Maybe next time.
Maybe. Next go around.
Another life.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's talking about how he's going to watch X-Men. Then he's going to hit up the comic book store. Then he's going to have a wonderful pizza night. Then play some video games. And then on Sunday, take it easy. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Know what he's saying?
I know what he's saying. I hated Sundays, though.
Hate Sundays?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like,
I got to go back.
Damn, tomorrow. That weekend's over already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stay up tonight. Got to go to bed.
Meanwhile, while Corey is going on and on about all this fun thing he wants to do instead of play baseball with his father, Sean is putting a little salt on Minkus's burger.
Yep. He pours like a whole thing on it.
Yeah.
Like a whole salt shaker.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure how putting the bun back on is going to disguise it at this point.
No.
Because, my God, it's a lot of salt.
And then he puts yogurt on. No. What was that he put on? Mayo?
I don't recall.
There's some kind of yellowy substance, like yellow-white. He put on after the salt.
Okay. I didn't notice that. I was too busy writing.
Which I'm sure was a clever ploy of his to keep the salt in place so it wouldn't roll underneath the bun.
Smart guy.
See it. Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah. That's a different show, though. This is Boy Meets World.
Oh, right. Sorry. Brotherly love.
Whoa.
That's a different show.
It is a different kind of show.
Well, I mean, the whoa thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's not Brotherly Love?
No, he didn't say whoa on there.
Oh.
God. Jeez. Somebody help this kid out. Oh, anyways.
Whoa.
He's salting it, and he's like, every line, they're like switching back and forth. Like, Corey's talking about X-Men. Yeah. He's going on about, like, I just love doing these kinds of things. Like,
I just can't help myself.
He's getting off on, like, ruining his burger.
He's like, it must be a personality disorder.
Yeah.
Minkus comes in, or come back from getting his apple.
Yeah. Had some strange note there, trying to figure it out. Then they try to do the old, hey, look over there deal. Yeah. Minkus says, hey, there's Shaq over there. Or, sorry, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this kid's saying Shaq.
And they're like, oh, really? And they look over, and Minkus pretends to swap the burgers around.
Oh, yeah. He just lifts them up, drops them down fast.
And then Corey and them say, hey, there's Stephen Hawking over there.
Yeah.
And then Minkus is like, oh, really? And then Sean switches the burger, which he doesn't realize he's giving himself the salted burger.
That was really awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, far more awesome than us going over it. But like, you have to see it.
Yeah, hit up Hulu and you can watch this and then listen to us
talk about what you just watched.
Not do very well at it. Then after that, Sean's like, why do people think he's so much smarter than us? And then he takes a bite of the burger, and Corey is like, because he is, isn't he?
Yeah. Must have been really good. He didn't take his mouth away from the burger.
Then we see well, let me ask you this first.
Okay.
Before we continue.
I hate people fucking with my food, if that's what you're about to ask me.
Any lunch pranks happen? Were you involved? Did it happen to you? Did you pull any?
No, because I really don't like people messing with my food. So therefore, I don't mess with people's food. Mm. I did have someone give me a pickle. Let me eat the pickle. And he's like, yeah, I licked all over that thing. Yeah. I never knew if he did or not.
I went home. Like full on dill, not sliced or anything?
It was a slice of pickle.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, I licked all over it. I went home like, am I gay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I was just, you know, that was my thought process in the fourth grade.
Because essentially you're making out with a guy.
Pretty much. Like, this is guy spit on. I just ate this dude's pickle. And his spit was on. You were far too old to be laughing at that joke. Far too old.
I'm watching Boy Meets World. Kyle just ate some dude's pickle. That's all I'm saying. Well, I'm just going to go on and say we see a scene in the Matthews home.
Yeah.
And we see out the window, Alan is practicing his pitching. He's getting ready for this game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stoked about this.
Man, he is on fire. Let's touch on why Corey and Eric do not want to do this game.
Okay.
It is because the dads make it way too competitive, and someone always ends up getting hurt and the ambulance gets called.
Yeah. Which, that happened, and they mentioned that in a scene that we didn't really touch on.
Yeah.
Because we're not good at this.
No. I missed it, too, when you were talking about it.
All right. Step it up.
Sorry, I was drinking my tea.
You told me to, as long as I fill it in, you can fill it in. Or true. Feed you a line.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's your job.
Okay. So they're throwing it in, and Corey and Eric are up in their room trying to figure out how to get out of it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, first they're like watching him pitch or practice pitching, and they're kind of talking about like, how do we get out of this, blah, blah, blah. And then Amy catches them.
Yeah.
And then they're begging her to help them get off the hook, basically. And she's like, no, you got to figure out how to do this on your own. Got to tell your pops. So then they're upstairs and they're figuring out. And Eric comes up with this pretty brilliant little scam.
Yeah, loophole.
Says father and son game.
Not father and sons.
That's right. So only one of us has to go. Corey, not too smart here.
No.
It's like, brilliant.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Oh, wait. Which one?
Yeah.
And Eric kind of just nominates Corey, basically. But then Corey's like, well, you know, because he's like, because I can't go. Like, what if me and Dad start talking? And we start talking about how you broke Dad's driver.
Yeah, he starts talking about how someone broke his driver hitting rocks out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. And then Corey's like, well, yeah, but what if me and Dad start talking about how you're going to get your license soon? And he's worried about that, but he shouldn't have to worry because you drove his car around the block several times.
I missed that part.
You did?
I did.
Wow. You gotta open up your ears, man.
I guess so.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, best excuse wins. So they run downstairs, and they're both just yammering on at the same time.
Yeah. Alan looks exhausted.
Does he? Because he's always working, man.
It's true. 12-hour days.
Mm-hmm. Then he comes home and works.
Yeah. Superman.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. The show is going so well.
I think it's actually going pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our pod's doing great, too. Please continue.
Oh, yeah. I got to set it up so you can knock it down. Yeah. They're both yelling, blah, blah, blah. Corey or Alan's like, let me hear one of you at the same time. Eric, go. He comes up with an excuse that he's got a study date, basically.
Yeah.
This has already been planned, blah, blah, blah.
At the library. Yeah. He could go on Sunday, Corey says.
Yeah.
It's closed on Sundays. No, they changed the hours.
Very well. Good
yeah.
argument.
Yeah.
Corey's excuse is that he needs to get his left leg tested for radon.
Radon, yeah. He doesn't want to contaminate his family.
I mean, I understand, like, that's an extreme problem, yeah. I guess.
Corey goes for the throat when it comes to making excuses.
But the believability of it, eh. So, while they're going on and trying to figure out who is going to have the best excuse, Alan's like, boys, game's canceled anyways, it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And they're like, oh, no.
That sucks.
Darn, I was really looking forward to it.
Alan's like, no big deal. There'll be more games.
Yeah, and he kind of slowly walks away all hunkered over and sad.
Yep.
Then we cut to school, I guess the following Monday. Corey's going on about how he had the best weekend ever. Did all these fun things on Saturday, and then Sunday, did nothing, took it easy. Topanga shows up, lets him know, hey, missed you at the game Saturday. My dad's team from the Unicorn Rainbow bookstore. We're killing it up until... Leonard.
Yeah.
Got injured.
Oh, she called him Leonard?
Yeah, maybe she said Lenny. I don't know.
Till Lenny got hurt his, elbow trying to throw from center field.
Strained his elbow or something? Yeah.
And they call an ambulance or a strained elbow.
What they were anticipating happened. Then Corey is pretty sad about this.
He's like, oh, Dad knew.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, moment of silence for this.
I'm trying to figure out where to go. I was bad at my notes today.
That's okay. So, yeah, it's brought to his attention that Alan knew that they didn't want to go to the game.
Yeah. The boys pull Amy, their mother, upstairs. They're like, hey, the game actually happened. What's going on? She's like... Duh.
Yeah, dummy.
She knew that it was happening. And
he knew that they didn't want to go, so he just told them that it was canceled.
Yeah.
And they feel awful about it.
Yeah. And they're like, well, how did he even know? Because they were totally cool and not giving away that they didn't want to play.
Yeah, totally cool. Yeah.
So once again, they're coming to Amy for help to make this okay with Alan.
She's pretty much like, we'll get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like, we're bad sons. Yeah. We made our father feel bad, Corey says. And he reaches up and he says he's got like appendicitis going on as he's holding his chest. And he's like, Eric's like, that's your heart. And he's like, oh, I'm having a heartacitis.
That's not funny.
No?
It wasn't funny.
Wow.
No.
Come on. Lighten up a little bit.
Sounds like a C-plus student's attempt to make a good joke.
A C-plus student's attempt at making a good joke.
That's what I said.
And that's what I repeated.
Oh, my God.
You still think it's a good joke?
I think it's better now. But, so, they enlist the help of Lenny.
Call Lenny over. Tell him to bring over all these wonderful items to have an all-guys party, which... This is essentially just a cookout.
Pretty much, like, ground beef, lettuce, chips, ketchup.
What'd Lenny bring?
Pimento loaf.
Yeah, for himself. That's his favorite.
Yeah, I got that for me.
He's got a sprained elbow. And they're like, we know you get it from the game. He's like, well, how do you know? No, I got it from trying to take a turtleneck off that trunk.
It was too tight, which is a much better excuse.
It was pretty good. That made me laugh. And then he's on painkillers and just being a total weirdo, really.
Yeah, so we're talking about substance abuse and vast emotional damage. on a family show.
Which he uses to get the invite because they just wanted him to bring the items, and he brought his pimento loaf to because he thought he was invited.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, goody, I'll go turn off my car.
You know, this is a little sad, but I see a little bit of myself in Lenny because I like pimento loaf.
That is sad.
Isn't it, though? No, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Sure.
Personally.
I don't know.
You never had it?
I don't know about that.
No, it's basically bologna with, like,
relish. I don't like bologna.
Pimento in it.
I think that's another old man trait.
Oh, that I like bologna sandwiches?
Yeah.
With an RC and a moon pie?
How very specific. I feel like that's your bag of lunch at work every day.
How'd you know? Do you pack my lunch for me? We gotta hurry up. It's 20 minutes past my bedtime over here. It's like 8:49 p.m.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
So we cut to the all guy party and they're grilling out and whatnot. They're asking Alan, are you having a great time? He's like, sure, or whatever. You can tell he's not like in love, but he's making the best of it.
Yeah, he's
here.
Doing it for his boys.
I kind of like this part where Corey has like a whole head of lettuce and he just chops it up three times. Like, we got some salad here.
Yeah. You can kind of use a bowl. Pick it up. Is there something on my mouth?
No.
Oh. Yeah. You don't have to use a bowl, you just dip it in the dressing.
Not everything's about you.
Take a bite. It says you.
Yeah, Alan's, yeah. It's a salad for men, basically.
Basically.
You can eat it with your hands. They're all about manly things.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
You don't need to play.
11 episodes.
Yeah, you just eat it, and you're done.
Yeah, well, you make off. A mess, spray out the porch. Yeah. I like these parts. I thought that was funny. I don't know. I guess you didn't.
It was good.
Okay. Better than Hardestitis.
Yeah, Hardestitis was probably the worst joke on Boy Meets World.
Fell pretty flat so far, for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. They go have a private talk. When I say they, I mean Corey and Eric. They're kind of realizing this isn't quite good enough to make up for missing the baseball game.
No. Because he's fed them every day of their lives.
Yeah. It's like, well, we gave him dinner, which he'd done every night.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to class once again.
Yeah. I would actually like to hear what the conversation was between Lindy and Alan outside.
That probably would have been pretty good.
He's like, so my wife's asking for my paycheck again, Alan.
I would like to see more Lenny's spiral of depression and pills. Like,
as hopeful and as family friendly as this show is, we need to have that, you know, other side of the coin that is Lenny.
Let's balance it out a little bit, yeah. Sure.
This is a boy that has met the world, and it did not show him kindness.
It's not treating him too well. No. cut to class. Topanga says she has thought a little bit about the pledge, and she doesn't want to stand, and she no longer wants to wear shoes. Sean's like, us behind, setting behind you.
Disagree.
Strongly oppose that.
Yeah.
Must have some stinky feet.
Probably does. It's all natural.
Ah, that's true.
Lifestyle, so.
Corey has, from his trials and tribulations here.
This experience with his father.
Has found a better way to argue why he should stand for the pledge, at least.
Right.
And why is that?
He gets up and he shows, I don't really remember what he says. I do remember him pulling out a piece of paper with a definition of allegiance on it.
What is the definition?
A devotion, loyalty to a state, a city, or a person, or something.
Very good.
I guess in reference to his dad.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Or teacher, maybe.
Yeah, or teacher. At the end.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I feel like that was kind of ramrodded in, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, there had been no back and forth with Feeny and him this entire episode. So.
Not so much. Yeah. Not a lot of Feeny in this episode. Yeah. Did you miss him?
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's okay. I got some Alan time, so.
I love Alan. I would play baseball with Alan.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I could talk to him about anything.
Yeah.
and he not telling me it's the stupidest decision ever.
I feel like we're digging a hole here. Where are you going?
No,
or should we avoid that?
It was a callback.
To?
Episode 7 or something.
Carry on.
I'll tell you about it after off the mic. It's not important. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, go listen to the back catalog. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, please do. You can do that over at boarmeetsworld.pinecast.co. Of course, there's iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We're now on Deezer. All of them. Wherever you can find it, yep. You can find it.
You can find a place to listen to podcasts. You can find Board Meets World.
Also, if you want to chat with us, Twitter, at Boar Meets World. Back to the show. Yeah, Corey has a better argument. He does say it is dumb if you don't know why you do it, but now he knows why he should do it.
Okay.
Basically. It's a respect thing, I think, and so does he.
Definitely a matter of respect.
Yeah. Cut back to the Matthews home. The boys come downstairs. They can't sleep. They're tossing and turning. They feel bad about what they did to Alan. And the guy's night didn't quite cut it.
No.
Alan says, well, come on, boys. We're even. It's fine. Yeah. You gave me a cookout.
Yeah.
And the boys say, hey, it kind of is your fault. It's your responsibility to make us go.
Yeah.
Basically, they're like, hey, let's set up another game. We'll have a rematch with the Rainbow or Unicorn Rainbow Bookstore.
That name's a mouthful.
Yeah, a little bit. And then we cut to, I guess, after the game, and we see that they did win. I don't remember the score, but
they won.
Destroyed them.
Yeah, and Alan slid in the home.
Alan comes in, and boy, is he beat up from this game. Looks like he went hard.
Limping. Dirty.
The boys are very excited about it. Looks like they've turned a corner and they realized, hey, it is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Hang out with dad, play a game.
They were pretty clean, too, so I feel like they just sit on the bench the whole time.
Alan's like, I got this.
Man, you kids sit down. You're just going to get in the way. Oh, there's another callback to my childhood.
We'll dig deeper after this. And then Alan's like, yeah, I can't wait to do it next year, blah, blah, blah. But not really. and
they want to do it every weekend.
Yeah, let's do it every weekend. We're going to do best out of three. And Alan is like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, we're doing role reversal here from where we started. And that's kind of fun, I guess. And that's the end of the episode.
It is.
It is. So what'd you think about the episode, Kyle?
That was good.
Yeah.
Definitely middle of the road, but better than Grandma Was a Rolling Stone.
I still can't believe you hated that one so much.
Not as good as Father Knows Less, because that one was great.
Which one is that one again?
One where Alan keeps him up to watch a ball
game. Oh, yeah. I keep mixing that one up with the Painted Fence one.
That's a good one, too.
It is good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
I enjoyed the episode. I'll just throw that out there.
Okay.
Now let's jump into, were you ever forced to do anything with your parents, kind of like this, or?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I go see my mom. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow!
I'm just kidding. Not forced. I was never forced.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's probably, you know, maybe they should have. Maybe I should put more effort in wanting to go, but I'm a kid, so I don't know if I should be blamed for that. Might be a normal thing. What about you?
Forced to do things with parents? No, not really.
Nah, okay.
As you know, I don't have a father, so.
Sad.
So he was never, like, begging me to hang out, that's for sure. And I probably wouldn't have anyways, so. Because I was kind of in my own world and had no real connection to my parents in the sense of, like, having things in common or whatever.
I got you. So you didn't have anything in common with your parents?
I don't think so. Not really.
Really?
No.
Like, nothing. Because there had to be something there before, like, you developed into a teenager.
I mean, I guess maybe way back, maybe some music a little bit. Like, when I was rocking the country or something.
Okay. You know,
it's like, yeah, this is kind of cool. Other than that, not so much, you know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Laziness? Is that a common thing?
maybe you're adopted.
Maybe. Or I just live in my own world.
Could be.
Perhaps.
Zach.
Have my own interest and don't care to share them. I don't know.
I can see that. Kind of keeping it to yourself.
Yeah. I jotted down, do you pledge, but we already covered that.
Yep.
Lunch pranks.
Do you have any lunch pranks?
Oh, do I have
any? I can see you pranking some people at lunch.
I don't know if we ever did any pranks necessarily. You already know the story of, you know, John Jennings, right?
Yeah. I was wondering if you ever messed with his chicken sandwiches.
No, but that was a funny part of lunch that he would always tell or ask people to go get him another chicken sandwich, man.
Oh, gosh.
And, my friend, your neighbor, David, does a wonderful John impression, which kills me every time.
I'll have to ask him to do it for me sometime. Yeah.
And I saw strange things in lunch. I think not necessarily pranks, just, you know, people always doing the gross out things of mixing a bunch of stuff and eating it or drinking it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a big thing for whatever reason. Kids are weird.
They are, man.
Yeah. My other friend, Brad, we would have hot dogs for lunch, right? And this is the first time I ever saw it, where people putting barbecue sauce on a hot dog, and I was like, that's strange, because I've just never seen it before.
It's only mustard, he's going hot dog.
But then I tried it. Good, right? It's killer. I don't love hot dogs, but I love barbecue sauce, so it evens things out.
Right? So now you got something you're just okay with.
Yeah. That's about all the notes or questions that I got from this episode. What did you jot down over there?
So you've never had to, do something just to keep your mom happy?
Keep her happy?
Like, go to an outing, do something?
Not necessarily. She always was pretty, like, hey, you want to go or not? And I'm like, nah. And she's like, okay.
Oh, well.
Or didn't even bother to ask because she knew I probably didn't care or wasn't interested. Oh, okay.
I will say my mom was more so the one, like, trying to get me to do stuff than my dad.
So. Mm. To get you to do it with your dad?
No, just in general.
Or more than your dad?
Yeah. My dad was just kind of like, do it if you want, do it if you don't. I don't give a shit. I'm going to do it anyways.
Mm, okay.
And I was like, you're so fucking cool, Dad.
Yeah, I think I would say that about my mom as well. She's the best. Thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day the other day.
Yeah, happy late Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah. Your notes, did you have anything that we haven't touched on quite yet?
No, I just had, we've hit everything. Like, my first note was, did you love weekends? Does the Pope shit in the woods?
Duh.
Yeah. Do they still do the pledge in school? Still waiting on that confirmation.
Yeah, let us know at Boar Meets World on Twitter. Do you do the pledge?
Pledge versus protest. We kind of went over that.
Mm-hmm.
So, me being goody two shoes, always pledged.
Yeah.
You, once you got a teenager and you were lazy, didn't.
Not a protest, just want a nap.
He's just lazy.
It's early, I mean. Yeah. I don't want to be up at 8 in the morning.
No, he's tired. He'd probably play Counter Strike all night.
Yeah, I was up watching Conan.
Pretty advanced for your age. Lenny's vast emotional damage. I wish we could go further into that.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah. And then making your parent happy. I said parent singular so I could relate to you.
Oh, Dad, where are you?
Oh, goodness.
I'm still waiting on that Christmas present from, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, man. What was it supposed to be?
I don't know.
Oh, I bet it's going to be awesome.
He just called and was like, hey, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. And I haven't heard from him since.
You know, I wonder about my relationship with my dad, because he never really calls me to come hang out anymore, or like they're doing anything. Because, you know, they're raising my stepmom's nieces now.
Okay.
And they're like little kids.
Yeah.
Like 5 and...
Well, I'm sure he's just fucking busy now.
He's probably just like, I love my son and I'm not going to expose him to this.
Or like, yeah, I don't want you around it. Or like, I don't want another fucking kid over here. Pretty much like,
you're grown. Leave me alone.
You can take care of yourself. I got to wipe this fucking kid's ass over here.
Don't ever really hear from him anymore. So I don't know. But we're always cool when we get around each other.
Good.
So I guess it's just like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. So that's nice. Good to hear.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. Well.
Anything else?
Nah, we should probably end this on like a happier note, though.
You got anything happy?
Wow. Got a lot darker. I was going to say, no.
Well, hey, here's one happy thing. We made it over 10 episodes so far.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys. We are over 2,200 downloads overall. I think that's pretty sweet.
That's insane. Thank you all. Really.
And the numbers keep coming. More followers. We got like 30-something reviews on iTunes, which is pretty sweet. So keep those coming. Tell your friends or enemies, whatever. Like, if you think it's a shit show, tell your enemies about it.
Yeah. Just give them a listen, you know. I mean.
As long as you're hitting play, I don't really care. So thanks, for real, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Of course, again, we're at Boar Meets World on Twitter. You already know where you can listen to us. That's anywhere. More reviews. If you want to talk to us, hit us up on Twitter or boarmeetsworld@gmail.com.
Yeah, any questions, we'll answer them over the pod.
Yeah, I think we should do an episode where it's not necessarily about a episode sometime.
Okay.
Just do a... I kind of wanted it to be this episode, but I kind of forgot about it before we jumped in.
Oh, well. Do we have any questions or anything?
No. Talk to us, people. But I kind of wanted to do like a... let's do one of those like character quizzes or something.
Oh, find out who we are. Which person? What if we get somebody from like season 7? We're not there yet.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anything else?
But yeah, seriously, you guys have been listening to our voice. Let your voices be heard.
Yeah, let your voices.
Let your voices be heard.
Let's just hope they don't sound like that.
Yeah, you should probably just type it out to save yourself some embarrassment. Like, I'm going to start using the Stephen Hawking thing when we do this pod.
Yeah.
So I will sound like this, Stephen.
Hey, now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks again, and we'll be back hopefully next week. If not, you know, we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
I don't see this ending anytime soon.
Yeah, I did the math on it, and we've got, like, a solid 5 years that we stay at this pace, so... Yeah.
Excellent.
We're going to be around a while.
Enjoy the ride.
Yep.
See you guys next week.
Bye.